Wisconsin towns, including Trade Lake and Burnett County and Eureka and Lake Town in Polk County, have passed ordinances aimed at regulating large industrial livestock farms, often called concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. There are rules on groundwater pollution, disposal of dead animals and manure, and more. The rules have gotten pushback from dairy industry lobbying organizations who say localities don't have the legal authority under state law to regulate them. The number of CAFOs around the U.S. has increased a lot in the last decade. We're talking about local attempts to regulate CAFOs and the pushback that's gotten from the industry. You can join in if this is an issue in your own community. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Diana Kruseman is Midwest Fellow at GRIST, a news outlet focused on climate change. Diana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I mentioned a few of the communities you were reporting on. Can you talk about what is leading local officials to try to have regulations on these so-called CAFOs?
Yeah, well, these communities are very rural and have a long tradition of small farms. And the people that I talked to there really said that what's driving them is the need to preserve their water, their air, and really just the rural character of their towns. So the concerns about large animal feeding operations or CAFOs are that they release water and air pollution, and also that there's lots of noise and disturbance from trucks, that are coming in and out. So they're really just concerned that having CAFOs in their areas is going to change both their environment and also just what it's like to live there.
So what kind of ordinances are these communities passing?
So the ordinances that they've passed really regulate the operations of these CAFOs. So, for example, they require the livestock operations with more than 700 animals to apply for a permit from the towns, and that they have to share their plans ahead of time to prevent the spread of infectious diseases, to contain air pollution and odors, how they're going to dispose of animal carcasses, how they're going to maintain fire safety, and how they're going to avoid damaging water resources. And the laws passed in each of these towns are slightly different, but they're all modeled on a model ordinance that was developed kind of in collaboration between these different towns.
Now, we've had multiple dairy industry lobbying groups say, hang on, you can't actually do this. What is their argument that that local governments can't do this under state law?
Well, their main argument is that there is a state law that prevents local governments from enacting stricter regulations for CAFOs than the state standards. So, for example, the state already regulates CAFOs by requiring them to have permits for waste disposal. So they're supposed to show that, they're not going to pollute the waters of the state. And so as long as they meet those requirements, these CAFOs are supposed to be allowed to be sited really wherever they request to. These towns are saying that, well, they're not actually regulating the siting of the CAFOs. They're not saying, where they can and can't be located. They're just saying how their operations have to be run. And if the CAFOs aren't willing to meet those requirements in terms of providing those plans for odors and carcass disposal and things like that, then that's really on them. And it's not the towns that are regulating whether they can be located there or not.
Talking to Diana Kruseman, who's reporting for GRIST. Her recent story looks at CAFOs, these larger scale livestock operations, and some small communities in Wisconsin attempting to pass and enforce regulations on them. You can join in if this is something going on in your own community at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Can you talk about the scope of CAFOs these days? Outside of these particular communities, there just are more and more of them lately, right?
Yes, that's definitely true. And this is a pattern that's been seen around the Midwest, where smaller farms have really been disappearing. And part of that is this kind of requirement to go big or get out, in that CAFOs have some advantages. You know, they are at larger scales, and so they can be more profitable. Smaller farms often just can't compete. In Wisconsin, which used to have 10,000 small farms, they've lost 3,000 small farms in the past a few years that have shut down due to not, you know, being able to make a profit. And so CAFOs are really kind of where farming is heading. And this is an issue that's not just in Wisconsin, but other states like Iowa and Missouri as well.
You also report that all 50 states, including Wisconsin, have passed some kind of right to farm laws. What are those?
So the idea behind those is that communities can't just say, you know, we're not going to have a farm nearby because they cause a nuisance. You know, everything from things like odors to noise. And the idea behind that being, you know, we don't want farmers to kind of be unfairly told where they can and can't be located, and it's supposed to support agriculture in that way. As we can see in Wisconsin, there's a dispute over, you know, how this can be applied and whether a community saying, okay, we're not telling you where you can't be located, but we're telling you how you need to run your operations in order to protect the air and water in our community, coming up against these laws.
So here we have communities, these local communities you reported on, trying to pass these ordinances, a farming group saying, hold on, you can't do that. Who wins? Is this going to the courts now?
Yeah, so that's actually up for debate. So far, there hasn't been any legal action from these or against these towns, although they have received letters. For example, in late April, two dairy associations, the Venture Dairy Cooperative and the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance, wrote directly to Lake Town, which was the first town to pass such an ordinance. They told the town clerk that the ordinance contains at least 16 provisions that are prevented by state law and are illegal. There hasn't been any further action on that yet. So it remains to be seen whether that's going to go to the courts, but the towns have told me that they feel very confident in their ordinances, that they've gotten them reviewed by lawyers. It remains to be seen where that's going to go. But in other states, like in Missouri, where there's a law in 2019 that similarly to Wisconsin bars counties from issuing rules for CAFOs that are different in any way from the state's policies, two counties actually have sued to challenge that law, and it's headed to the state Supreme Court. So depending on how things go in other states, who knows whether that will change the tide in Wisconsin as well.
You mentioned model ordinances that towns are basing these laws on. Who's created those, proposing those, and are we seeing them spread to more communities now?
Well, the one that I wrote about with these three towns in particular, it was developed by Lake Town and five other communities in 2021, which formed the Large Livestock Town Partnership. And they basically worked together to research potential problems with CAFOs, and they developed this model ordinance that individual towns could then adopt. So three of those towns decided to adopt the ordinance. Three others are still considering it. And obviously, as we can see with the kind of response from the dairy industry, there are some potential ramifications that come with passing these ordinances, and towns have to be prepared to handle that. So some of them might not feel that they're ready to deal with legal action in that way. But this partnership is, you know, pretty unique, although there's other towns around Wisconsin that are also dealing with CAFOs. And although, you know, it's not clear what direction they're going to go, definitely there's been interest, you know, around the state in regulating CAFOs, not just in this area.
What are people in these local communities who are backing these ordinances saying about state law? Why don't they think it goes far enough to protect their local water and the other things they're concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, the main concerns that I heard were that state law around CAFOs doesn't at all address things like air pollution or, you know, disposal of dead animals or, you know, prevention of disease. So, for example, right now there's a nationwide avian flu outbreak. In Wisconsin in March, there was actually a farm that had to kill several million chickens. Because of avian flu, and ended up disposing of the bodies and creating horrible odors for neighbors nearby. So it's things like that that really concern these communities, and they're saying that state law doesn't really address that at all. And that's why they are stepping up to develop their own regulations and their own ordinances to try to protect their air and their water.
What are you watching for next on this story? It sounds like there might be a lot of steps before this gets resolved.
Yes, definitely. I think one thing I'm going to be watching for next is obviously any potential legal action or developments that happen, you know, whether these towns are going to be having to defend these ordinances in court and prove their legality. And then also whether, as you asked, other towns are going to catch on. So there's still the three other towns in this large livestock town partnership that, you know, are still considering whether to adopt these ordinances. But then all around the state, there's other communities that are concerned about this. So for example, Kennard Farms in Kewaunee County is a huge CAFO that is currently kind of locked in its own battle with the state, as it was told that it couldn't expand beyond 8,000 animals. And it's saying that actually it should be able to do that. So I'm just going to be watching, you know, where that goes and whether that's going to influence any other decisions on CAFOs around Wisconsin.
Diana, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Diana Kruseman, Midwest News Fellow at Grist, a news outlet focused on, among other things, climate change. She talked to us about her reporting on Wisconsin towns attempting to regulate CAFOs, as we heard, with local ordinances that may, according to dairy business groups, run afoul of state law limiting their ability to do that. If this is something going on in your town or you're working on one side or another of this issue, we would love to hear from you. You can email, you can always email, ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. You can follow coverage of these stories and more over at WPR.org with the Wisconsin Public Radio News Team.